Have you ever noticed how two people can experience the same event, yet walk away with completely different emotional responses? That's because our minds are constantly weaving narratives about our experiences, and these stories, not the events themselves, determine how we feel. Cognitive Behavioral Therapy, CBT, harnesses this insight to transform mental health, offering a structured approach to identifying destructive thought patterns and replacing them with healthier alternatives. Unlike vague self-help advice that simply encourages positive thinking, CBT provides concrete, evidence-based techniques that can begin working within hours of application. The approach rests on a powerful premise: depression, anxiety, and stress stem primarily from our core beliefs and thinking errors rather than external circumstances. Our brains evolved to make sense of the world through stories, a remarkable ability that helps us navigate life, but sometimes leads us astray. Imagine seeing a friend who doesn't respond when you call out. The facts remain unchanged, but your interpretation creates entirely different emotional responses. You might think they simply didn't hear you, neutral, that something has upset them, concern, or that they're deliberately avoiding you, hurt. Your reaction stems not from what happened, but from the story you tell yourself about it. This storytelling tendency makes our minds both our greatest allies and worst enemies. Developed in the 1950s and 1960s by pioneers Albert Ellis and Aaron Beck, CBT has evolved into a family of related approaches. Ellis proposed the ABC model. External events, activating events, don't automatically trigger negative emotions. Our beliefs, B, about those events do, leading to consequences in our emotions and behaviors. Beck discovered that depressed people experience a cognitive triad of negative thoughts about themselves, the world, and the future. Depression affects approximately 15% of people at some point in their lives. Those with depression maintain negative self-schemas, belief sets that act as mental filters, with thoughts like, I'm not good enough, or I'll never be successful. These schemas prevent you from appreciating achievements or trusting relationships, keeping you trapped in negativity. Cognitive distortions, logical errors that maintain depression, include black and white thinking, overgeneralizing, emotional reasoning, and catastrophizing. Cognitive restructuring breaks this cycle through three steps: identify unhelpful thoughts using emotional distress as a signal, weigh the evidence by evaluating their truth, and develop rational, more helpful alternative thoughts that are reasonable and compassionate, like a judge examining evidence rather than a prosecutor. Sleep problems impact both physical and mental health. CBT for insomnia, CBTI, has shown remarkable effectiveness, with about 75% of sufferers reporting improved sleep after treatment. Unlike medication with its dependency risks, CBTI offers drug-free techniques to regain control over sleep. The approach involves understanding that sleep consists of REM and non-REM phases, with quality mattering more than quantity. Sleep scheduling regulates your sleep-wake times, while stimulus control teaches your brain to associate bed with sleep. When you worry about not sleeping, your body releases stress hormones that further prevent sleep. Challenge catastrophic thoughts with realistic alternatives. Research shows insomniacs typically underestimate how much they sleep. Implementing a daily worry time, a specific 20-30-minute period for free worrying, helps contain anxiety and prevents it from disrupting your sleep schedule. Anxiety serves as a natural survival mechanism, but excessive anxiety impairs quality of life. When challenging anxious thoughts, ask, what would I tell someone else in this situation? How would I view this without anxiety? What evidence supports or contradicts my thought? Examine your core beliefs about anxiety. Do you believe worry keeps you safe, or that anxiety itself is dangerous? Avoiding anxiety-provoking situations provides temporary relief but reinforces fear, creating a cycle. Avoidance strengthens the belief that situations are dangerous. You never learn they're manageable. Your fear may expand to similar situations, and your life becomes increasingly restricted. Breaking this cycle requires confronting fears through exposure therapy, identifying your specific fear, listing anxiety-provoking situations from least to most frightening, and facing each until anxiety subsides. Obsessive-compulsive disorder follows a four-stage cycle. An unwanted intrusive thought enters your mind. This triggers anxiety. You perform a behavior or mental act to counteract the anxiety. This provides temporary relief before the cycle repeats. Most people experience intrusive thoughts occasionally, but those with OCD differ in their reaction. Rather than suppressing these thoughts, which makes them more persistent, you need to change your response and learn to tolerate the associated anxiety. Exposure and response prevention involves facing obsessive thoughts without engaging in compulsive behaviors. Though initially difficult, anxiety typically peaks but begins dropping within 20 minutes. With repeated exposure, you become habituated to the anxiety while urges to perform compulsions fade. If completely resisting compulsions is overwhelming, try gradually delaying them. Procrastination creates a destructive cycle. Delaying tasks provides short-term relief, but increases stress as deadlines approach. Procrastinators craft convincing excuses like, "I work better under pressure," or "I'm too tired now," stemming from deeper assumptions that unpleasant tasks should be optional or that effort is futile when failure seems likely. Learning to tolerate discomfort is essential for productivity. By acknowledging rather than avoiding discomfort, you'll discover unpleasant feelings are bearable and often fade once you begin working. Fear of failure drives much procrastination, as missing deadlines can feel safer than risking criticism. Many procrastinators wrongly believe they should only work when feeling inspired, ignoring that successful professionals work consistently regardless of mood. Effective strategies include tackling dreaded tasks first, eat the frog, breaking projects into 25 to 30 minute chunks, and using the just 5 minutes rule, which often extends into longer sessions once you start. Setting up your environment for easy task resumption, using specific rewards tied to completion milestones, and finding an accountability partner create a sustainable system for consistent action. Mindfulness-based cognitive therapy, MBCT, combines CBT principles with breathing exercises, meditation, and mindful practices that promote acceptance of reality. While CBT actively challenges negative thoughts, MBCT encourages accepting thoughts without judgment. CBT treats active mental health issues directly, while MBCT focuses on prevention, particularly for recurring depression. Effective mindfulness practices include body scanning, bringing awareness to each body part, mindful eating, engaging all senses while eating, and walking meditation, focusing on physical sensations while walking. For those who struggle with traditional meditation, alternatives like drawing mandalas can be equally beneficial. Radical acceptance involves acknowledging difficult situations without fighting against them, using deep breathing to stay present, and understanding that acceptance doesn't mean approval or resignation. Accepting life's unpredictability becomes liberating, allowing you to direct energy toward constructive responses rather than futile resistance. You aren't at the mercy of your thoughts or emotions. With practice, CBT techniques become second nature, offering lifelong benefits. Treat yourself with the compassion you'd offer a friend, knowing each moment presents a fresh opportunity. The present moment is all we have. Embrace it with awareness, knowing your mind can be retrained to serve rather than sabotage you.